Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a while since I've spoken to you, but I've decided to hop back on the mic and give the listeners something that they wanted to hear. So, for the last few months, I've been just, you know, trying a few things out. And at the moment, I am currently in school. Well, at the moment, currently. That's the same thing, right? Well, at the moment, I'm currently in school taking up nursing. And I'm working towards my end goal. And my end goal is to get a master's degree in nursing. I'm working for 3 days, 3 to 4 days, 12 to what? 8 to 12 hours a day. That's not bad. You know, I have no kids, I have no wife, no girlfriend. It's just me. Just me living in expensive ass New York City. So yeah, I've learned to keep things to myself lately as far as your goals and your dreams, because you have to control your dreams. Just because you feel people are close to you, it doesn't mean that you can share them with them. You have to protect yourself. You can become discouraged after a person's opinion on your goals changes. One of the things I want to do after I obtain my degree is go to California. And because I believe I did some research, and I think that's one of the highest paid nursing states outside of like Virginia, where I lived already, and Vermont and Jersey. Like, who wants to live in stinking Jersey? Not me. And I think DC, but it's just like New York. So why not go live in California? Although there are a lot of fires out there, earthquakes, but hey, I'm from New York. If you can make it here, you know the rest. So I want to take my talents to California after this. And like I said, I have no responsibilities but to take care of myself. And that's one of my goals I'm going to stick to. I'm not going to follow up and share my passion with everyone else, because it doesn't exist. It only exists within myself. So I have to do what's best for me and what I believe in. And at the young, tender age of 30, although I feel 22, I've learned to never... Sometimes you can't think about other people. You may be going out with someone, you may have family members, and they're like, oh, don't leave me, or you need to do this, or I wish you could stay a little bit longer. Sometimes you gotta say, flip them the bird and keep flying. Because the minute you stay, or the minute you do something for someone else outside of your comfort zone, 2 years down the road, maybe a few months later down the road, you're going to look back and say, wow, like, what if I didn't do that, you know? I remember I had an ex-girlfriend, and she wanted me, it was summer vacation from college, and I was supposed to go to school on a certain day, and she didn't have to go to school until the next week. So my school, they was a little unorganized, so I was like, all right, cool, well, whatever, you want me to stay, cool, I'll stay. Why did I do that? I waited for her until she left, and then I left. Mind you, she went to a big name school like UConn. Yeah. And I went to this all black college, Florida Memorial in Miami. And when I went there, I walked on campus like, yeah, everything's fine. Let me go register for class and everything. They looked at me like, nah, you came late, brother, man. I'm like, what? I'm only a week late. They like, yeah, well, classes closed. Like, the schedules to pick up classes, everything's full, everything's closed. I was like, what? I couldn't even get a room. Good thing I had pledged. So I had a dorm, a pledge room. So I stayed in there, but I couldn't go to class for a whole semester. I couldn't even eat on campus. I was literally homeless in Miami. Like, I was sleeping on floors. I was sharing people's lunch cards, and you know, I was naked in a whole different state, and I still managed to stand on my own 2 feet. But I said all that to say this: don't ever stop what you're doing because somebody else has a different direction for themselves. What gives them the right to have a direction for their life how they want it to go, and not you? Saying no can be your best friend sometimes. So say no, keep your goals to yourself, and live in the moment. You know, encourage yourself every day. I have no idea where I'm going off with this topic, but I felt like just rambling. That's what I'm gonna call it, rambling and rumbling. So, you know, like I said, fly high. Share your opinions with yourself, not with others, because they will crush your dreams. And do whatever you want to do. Don't matter if you're broke, rich, smart, dumb, fat, skinny, tall, black. It don't matter. Like, as long as you believe it, trust me, it will come. Sometimes you gotta manifest things, even when you know it's not gonna happen, or you know it's not a little true, but the minute you start to think negative, like, it's gonna happen. You know, so stay blessed, stay positive, keep your head on tight, and always, always stay focused. Peace, love, and serenity, everyone.